We were the first ever winners of the FIVRs.
There you go. See, nice little drop there.
I was wondering if you actually knew that.
Well, there we go. Obviously, it's all about, like, you've got to do your own work when you come here, mate.
Well, I didn't know. So, I was waiting for somebody to say it, but...
Has Arlo not won the FIVRs then?
We ain't won nothing, mate. Don't know about the FIVR.
Other watching you, you're not going to either. Sorry, Ray, if you're listening.
Oh, dear. But, I mean... I mean, the Vars itself, I mean, is that something you guys actually, you know, really do look forward to at Hoddesdon?
Yeah, it's something that, you know, players look forward to. You know, it's something that all the boys get up for, and you get a cup run going, and it creates a really good buzz around the club.
The thing about with the Vars, I don't know if you're still in it or not, to be fair, so I apologise, but, and it's a little bit same as a trophy, if you get a run... Obviously, your league fixtures back up because you go 1 week Vars, 1 week trophy, or 1 week Vars, 1 week FA Cup, because you're still in the FA Cup. Mm. So, you know, you do miss a few games out. And if you have got midweek games as well, you've got to squeeze all them in. So that's the only downside. But I think it's healthy for the club. It gets a good team spirit. It gets the whole community out as well once you start getting on the run.
Well, truth be told, we're normally well out of the FA Cup. And we're playing our first Vars game at Takeley on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
So obviously we've gone Saturday at Sittingbourne. We've played last night. We've played Wembley, and then obviously Saturday we're going to Takeley. We've just had another fixture thrown in for the Tuesday,
right?
Which is at home, and then it's back to cup action again. So literally, like you say, you get a backlog of league fixtures, but. You know, the club and the league are helping us out to try and fit them in when we can. But
that's good.
Have you got a big enough squad to cope with this FA Cup run and your league fixes and Vars and?
Yeah. We've been quite lucky. We've got strength in depth in a first team, and we've got a reserve side as well, which, you know, I would say that most of them can step up and do a job for us. We've got, you know, lads coming back from injury that have played in our reserves, and it's of a good standard. I think our reserves are, I think they've played four and they've won all of their games. I don't even know if they conceded a goal yet.
Oh yeah,
is it not yet? But yeah, we're very lucky. We've got a very very committed bunch of players. You know, travel is not a problem. We don't never go anywhere with, you know, a bare minimum.
Is it a squad that's been together all a long time, or?
Yeah, it's a squad that's been together over a few years now. They know each other very very well. You know, we made a few additions in the summer. We brought in two respective captains of their side, which have helped us probably helped us in the dirtier side of the game, in the sense of when you have to scrap out a result. Sittingbourne is that. So yeah.
Just off before we go into the club thing, we might as well, because we've done all the fixtures and haven't we?
Yeah, go.
How did talk us through the FA Cup with Sittingbourne? Obviously, you know, we're here to talk about the Ryman League as well as yourselves, but it's a big scalp. Like I said, difficult place to go. It's not the nicest place in the world.
No.
You know, if you'd have gone to play Sittingbourne a few years ago, it'd have been a completely different story. But the old Woodstock ground, you know, it's not great. But they've had quite a good start. They're quite a big side, what I know about. They're not bad at set plays. It's a great result away from home.
Yeah, it's... You know, one thing I've always been keen on is doing our prep. We send people to watch. If we can get them there twice, we will. But once we would definitely watch a team, regardless of, Vars, FA Cup, even league if we can. And we sent two guys there, two part of my management staff went there on a Tuesday night. And we had we get an in-depth, report on them. And it's funny that one of the reports come back about their goalkeeper.
Yeah.
That ball to feet, he would always turn a certain way, and that led to the first goal.
Right.
So it was justified in sending him there. And obviously then he went and brought our striker down as he was about to tap it into an empty net, which...
Is that Molloy?
Yeah.
So they'll be sitting there now, all other Ryman South managers going, right, goalkeeper. So, I know the keeper, so yeah. Nick will be going, no, but everyone, and David said, why I watch so many games, and it's important.
Yeah,
the little detail thing is what you should go and win. All these managers that can't be bought and think, no, don't worry, they do come unstuck. And I think, and that's how you do get cup upsets, is to do your homework. Because at the end of the day, it's 11 against 11. And if you can stop them doing what they do, you know, you've done well.
Yeah, in fairness to them, well, just on the back, that's $4,500, that, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, no. Yeah, it's a lot of money.
So, you know, what's it cost to send two guys there? Yeah. Admission, petrol, for, you know. You
could, plus, well, they did get out of the wrong ground first, though, didn't they?
They're
Ray and Neil. So the expenses have gone up, is that what
yeah,
they're saying?
I think they put an extra five
I think they're going to have to knock that off now you revealed that, though, because yeah. they billed the chairman.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Did they not know that?
So you got that.
I've just dropped a right.
Yeah, yeah, I think you have. Yeah, but yeah, like, you know, like you say, do your prep. You know, I think try and prepare yourself and you know, in the best way possible for a trip there. You know, it's a relative trip into the unknown, especially for us. We never go that way on the map. And, you know, we went there full of confidence. You know, it's funny, because I say to the players, you know, this is a day out. This is just a bonus. You know, like I said earlier on, anything beyond two games in the FA Cup for our level is you know, you're looking at a bonus. And they're relaxed. They're it's just solely there to enjoy yourself. Mm. You know, the club have a day out. And listen, if we pull a result, result. There's no pressure.
Who did you beat in the round before?
We beat in the round before Ashford.
Ashford,
Middlesex.
Yes, yeah. Ashford Town. Yeah.
So really, that's decent finance. It's about £7,500 over the. Obviously, how big's that for your club?
It's a ginormous fee. Mm. Like, you know, we beat Sorbageworth. We beat Romford through the replay, which was two games.
Yeah.
Then we played Ashford and we've beaten them. And then Sittingbourne, we've gone there and we've beaten them. And you know, you're talking to.
It's close to £10,000, basically.
Yeah. Which
is great.
Plus gate receipts.
Yeah.
Plus,
well, you share them, yeah.
We played the. I think we played the first game on a Friday night against Sorbageworth, which brought in around two just over 200 fans, which is like Friday night football is great for us all.
What is your average gate normally?
Last season, the average gate was I think it was around 70, but we had a bad season, didn't we?
Yeah, I think on average our attendance has always been sort of in the top three of our league. Mm-hmm. Hartford Town are pretty much always at the top. They generally get the best attendance. But yeah, our attendances are in the 70s and the 80s, and then when we play these kind of one-off games in cup competitions, we look to get over 100. It's funny, you guys talking earlier saying, you know, well, they only got 168 the other night, and we kill for 168 on Tuesday night.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
And again, that's when we were talking earlier about when you do step up, that there are certain things, you know, you still get your one man and a dog at certain places. Mm. But with yourselves, obviously, with the area you're playing in, you know, you've got these here, like Harlow, you've got Chesham, you know, you even could go to Potter's Bar, Enfield, not far enough. Yeah. Broxbourne, if I'm on the other side.
In our league alone, there's so many local derbies. Mm.
Is there?
Whether there's Broxbourne, Hartford, who else are we looking at in our league at the moment?
Wellington City.
And then you talk about, you know, the Wares and the Chevrolet.
I was going to say that sort of teams, because you mentioned the couple of sides you play. The level you're at is the equivalent, obviously, to the Essex senior, is it?
Correct.
Which. It seems like you're sort of right borderline to that, because if you're saying you're going up to Wembley, which is, you know, that's a bit of a slap where I think quite a few of the sides are only just to the left of you, if you know.
Yeah. Well, there's been a few rumours over the last couple of years that someone would, like right on the border, would go over into the Essex Senior League. I think Haringey went over there very successfully. They had one season and then they won it.
Yeah.
You know, so
where would you come if you got promoted? What league would you go in? Would you come into the Ryman? You would.
I would have thought so.
Yeah,
I would have thought so. Saying that, where have just been moved
to the Southern, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Mm. That's what I was asking. Yeah. Potter's Bar were in the Southern as well, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
So it would depends.
Yeah, it's a finger in the air.
And is that what you're looking at? What's your league position at the moment?
Well,
where have you started?
We've moved a team from one club to another.
Okay.
So basically, it was first few games, a little bit of a bedding in period, and we played very well in our first few games, but it just didn't fall for us. Mm. And since the third game, we've not lost a game, have we?
No.
What, are we 12 now?
Yeah, 12.
12.
In the league already?
That's
in all competitions. How far behind are you games-wise because of the cup?
Three, four?
Yeah, I don't even think that. We've managed to squeeze a lot in because, you know, midweek games as well. Mm. You know, we're just, from the start of the season, we're open to getting as many games in as possible. So I think we're probably 5 or 6 points off the top. I think we're in sixth or seventh place.
Yeah, and the ambition is there?
Any issue? The ambition is to, you know, you don't want to put things out there, but the ambition is to go as far as we can physically go. And I think, you know, just judging by the way we've performed in the FA Cup, you know, I think we're more than capable of doing
something. Is the club itself, the setup, all ready to go in the Ryman League?
I think so. I think it would be a bit of an adjustment for all of us, really, whether that's management, players, the committee that run the club there. Knowing what I know about the Ryman and in terms of setups, you know, just coming to a place like where we are now.
This is a little bit different here, though.
Yeah, of course. You know, but you do see.
As long as you ain't got one of them plastic pitches, you're allowed in, because they're rubbish.
We're going to stick clear of plastic pitch talk, because I'm not upset anyone to see.
It's only him.
I think,
don't win nothing on plastic pitches.
I think there would have to be an adjustment slightly.
Don't tell Sudbury that, where are you doing?
Well, I'm still going to stick with it, because I told you I fancied winning that league, and I'm not wrong at the moment.
Yeah, as I say, I think there would be an adjustment from all of us, players, management and committee alike, but I think everyone is capable and is focused on doing that.
Would you have much to do ground-wise with the Grand Grand?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, we're famous for not having great car parking at our venue, but that is something
that's not the end of the world where I've been, but I mean, the actual facility stand, plants are in place and all that,
to upgrade as
well. Turnstiles.
Yeah, we've got the turnstiles, we've got the standing areas. It's all there, it's just fine-tuning, really, I think. So I don't think we're a million miles away, and fingers crossed, should we find ourselves in that position, then I know the chairman as I do, he's a very focused, ambitious guy, and he will make sure it happens for us.
So when the draw, I mean, I suppose for all of you, I mean, when the draw came out, you know, on Monday, and you were sitting there looking, thinking, well, who can we get? I mean, who would, if you're in that sort of position, who would you be looking at? I mean, as a manager, say we're all still in the cup, who would you be looking at? Would you be looking at getting somebody like a Maidstone, where, you know, the likelihood is they're going to be strong favourites and you're going to go down to Maidstone and get quite a fair bit of money? Or would you want to get somebody that's sort of same level as you or lower than you to try and get through to the next round of the cup?
You know
I'm trying to say, would you rather have somebody that's sort of the same sort of level, or would you, you know, and get that chance of, you know, maybe progressing to the next round for, what is it, $6,000 or $7,500, whatever it is for the next round? Or would you rather go to somewhere like Maidstone and play Maidstone, still with that chance of getting through, but knowing that they're probably going to have 2,500 people at Maidstone and you're going to get half of that gate?
I think, to be fair, and I've said this all along, it don't bother me who we get. Because we've made enough money now. You know, we've made money in the first four games to money isn't really, you know, it's not something that we're there for now. This whoever we draw, and we give them as best a game as we can.
Yeah. We were talking about this on Sunday, because, you know, I go have a beer with on Sunday, and unfortunately they got knocked out by a team two leagues below them, and it hasn't gone down too well. When I was talking to their chairman on Monday night, and, you know, you can say, who do you want in the next round? You've got to have a team you can beat. Point is looking up. You know, you don't sit in the third round and think, oh, you know, if you get there, you want Man United. That's a different scenario.
Yeah.
You know, you want a team you can beat, and you want to try and keep going as far as you can. And to be fair, I think the draw is it's come quite nicely for you. Brentwood are not going to have 2,500 people, 300 people sitting in the stand against them. It's a, you know, it's not a huge setup. The pitch itself may suit you. It's not, and again, sorry, Brentwood, it's not a billiard table. It's not a bad surface. But
it's your ground, though, isn't it?
They're even for them. Then they've got to come to you, and you know, and like I said, they are on a good run. They're not a bad side, but it's a game
it's the same with Sittingbourne. To be fair, you know, we drew Sittingbourne, and it was like, right, they've got to go to a replay against Met Police.
Yeah,
we got to see that replay, and the reports come back, and it was, you know, in fairness, it was like, right, well, we've seen nothing there that scares the life out of us. Let's go there, no pressure. Let's go and have a go.
Their away record, they've won 1 out of 6. No, I mean, I know it's a different.
That was 7-0 against Staines.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah. Sorry. What can you do? Yeah.
Listen, like I said, it's a cupcake, it's a one-off. Yeah. They're not going to fancy it, but they started slowly, and then they've done okay. But they're a team that if they go in front, confidence.
I mean, Jamie Guy's a beast, isn't he? I mean,
Jamie's difficult to play against, okay, but he's not going to get in behind you. He's not got pace that's going to kill you. He'll definitely hold the ball and he'll link them up. For me, Liam's, you know, I've always liked Liam. Again, he's not got blistering pace, but the ball in it, he know where the goal is. But they're quite quick down the flanks, they're well drilled. Their set plays, Dean's obviously been about. He knows, and he's brought a few of them with him, and they're organised and they stick to a game plan. And that's the one thing that they won't come and not be organised.
And what way does their goalkeeper kick?
Can't tell. He's guessing. And to be fair, he does take chances. He was an outfield player. Yeah. You know, he played out on pitch for Whitton. And then went in goal, and he stayed in goal. So
he's a frustrated keeper, then, isn't he?
Bit of both, really. He's like one of the when you're a kid, when you're young, and you're an outfield player, and you just get a set of gloves, and you decide you want to have a go and goal with your mates. But no, he is a good goalkeeper. Yeah. So we're here to talk about both sides. Brentwood would like that tie as well. Mm. They'd be happy with that away.
Because again, it's something that you just said, isn't it? When you're looking at the draw, you're looking to try and, as you just said, you know, most people will be looking to get somebody that they can, you know, that they think they could beat.
Whoever wins, they're one round away from the first round. Yeah. You know, and Brentwood will be sitting there thinking they've had a good start to the season, they've been promoted, but they're settled. Mm. They've got a team 2 leagues below them, so they're going to be fairly happy with that as well.
You would be. In the right scenario, you're going to be over the moon.
Well, they're favourites, aren't they?
Yeah.
So, and of course,
as you said, you know, they get through this round. You know, as long as they don't get a conference, you know, a national side, you know, maybe there's that chance then of a TV game against a league side or whatever else. And you know, that sort of side, you know, that coming up close. But if you've got any questions for me, Keith, for the two lads, it's 01279 899 150. It's 01279 899 150.
Do you screen these calls before they
come? No,
we've had a lot of our lads are listening to
let them ring in. Let them. I tell you what, we've had a couple of great ones. As long as Stumpy don't ring in.
Stumpy. 01279 899 150.
And
especially with the guys that got dropped in it with your mileage, then please come back with
you need a new sat nav. But if the referee from my game last night can ring in and explain what a cock up he done, because obviously this is my time when I can actually get my own back, I'll be quite amused. But going on referees, right, and I will say, and I know some managers listen. And I tried to explain this to our ref last night, who should have gave us a pen and sent their geezer off and was arrogant. We played Canvey on last Tuesday, and again we had a stone wall pen, right, handball. Everyone in the ground see it. Referee didn't give it, but he actually come over to us. Right, they had a goal kick, and had a referees come over to, you know, one side or the other, and he just went, "Gents, I couldn't see it." He said there was 10 bodies in the way, I couldn't see it. And as managers, we went, fair enough. Went to the linesman, you should see it, because it was clear. But if referees just give you that little bit of, not arrogance, and just explain slightly, I hope this is the ref, right? then you'll leave him alone.
We'll find out exactly.
Come on.
Hello, caller.
Who have we got?
Hello there.
Hello there.
Oh, no, mate.
Yeah, Jeff comes here. Question about the FA Cup.
Yeah. So who's calling, sorry?
It's Phil.
Phil.
Phil, where are you from?
I'm from Wollongong City. I'll follow your team.
Go on. Away you go. Gavin's going to answer
Phil,
your question.
Phil, keep it clean, please.
Thank you. Gav, how do you feel about getting so far in the FA Cup?
Yeah, it's good. It's an experience for us all. I think my coach is struggling a little bit with it though. Phil Lovell, he gets nervous before the games, and you know he's throwing up and spending a lot of time on the toilet, and you know, not sleeping all night. But you know, for the most of us, we're enjoying it. Him, no, I don't think he is, to be fair.
Phil, obviously being a supporter of, are you one of the ones that think that the coach has done an unbelievable job, and you know, that's the reason why you've gone so far?
I think the coaches there are not too bad. I think they're doing an okay job. They're doing well at the moment, I think, to get them in this position.
You don't do any scouting, do you?
Sometimes I do.
So, Phil, obviously we spoke to the two lads here. Just tell us how it feels to obviously
have a great cup run, you know, and the buzz around the camp with the lads. Coaches always sort of should be that little bit more closer to the players. Some aren't, but well, mine ain't, got rid of him, but that's our lead position. just tell us what it is, just on the outfield.
The players are doing very well, and one of the coaches, Eddie, who's second in command, he's tries to be one of the lads, and on Saturday he was sitting at the back of the coach and he put his flag on the flagpole, and that was about it for us, I think. he thinks he's one of the players now, and I think he'll have to distance himself from us.
Someone's having a giggle.
Who's that? We need to find out who that is. He's bursting out laughing in the background.
It's my daughter.
So a prediction for your next FA Cup game then?
I don't like to say. I'm quite superstitious, to be honest with you.
Okay, that's fair enough. Fair enough, but you're confident?
Yes, very confident.
Good.
I'm confident in the players that we've got. It's nice to have them sort of players around us.
So what about in the league itself, Phil? I mean, do you feel that you've set a chance of promotion this year?
Of course we have. If they put their minds to it, I'm sure they can. But like the FA Cup and all the cup games is just a bonus. Mm. The bread and butter is the league.
Phil, tell us about the celebration on Saturday. Did you go anywhere after in the evening? What was your evening like? Are you allowed to tell us if your daughter's listening?
Yeah, I'm allowed to tell you. It was a good evening. We all had a bit too much to drink.
Where'd you go? Did you go local?
Even the gaffer had a lot to drink that day.
Listen, he's a lad. Is it obviously? He's people need to know how hard gaffers work and how much stress they're under. You know,
yeah,
it's shocking.
He don't take no stress.
No. Oh, I wonder who the next call is. I think his wife's ringing in next.
I think John's still recovering. He's on the Lucozade, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, we don't know what's in that Lucozade.
Oh dear. Well, okay.
Enjoy it. Thanks for ringing in.
No problem.
Thanks, okay. Phil.
Phil, just before you go, can you make sure the bibs are clean, ready for training tomorrow night, please, buddy?
That's why your missus poisoned you. That's why you've been on the toilet all
week. Well, thanks very much, Phil. Thank you very much.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye. Of course, if there's anybody else out there, 01279 899 150. That's 01279 899 150. So what does Phil do for the club then? Is he just a supporter, or is he does?
Are you Einstein, I think? It's pretty obvious what he does.
Go on.
Well, he's the clown, isn't he? He's got some juggling balls and a squirty flower.
Red nose?
Yeah, a lot.
No, he's one of our coaches. He's a good lad, Phil.
Yeah.
He's a good lad, yeah.
Ted, if there's any Brentwood fans out there that want to ring in, that'd be interesting.
Yeah,
see what they feel. Or
if Dean Ellsworth's out there, why not phone in 01279 899 150?
Yeah, ring in. Yeah, listen, the show's about people, opinions, and what they think. Obviously, I know for a fact that they won't take Oddison lightly at all. They'll be there watching them, and so you know, you don't knock out a couple of clubs like they have and expect a walkover. So
yeah, we'll have to keep our eyes open, see if anyone from Brentwood comes down in the next couple of days and.
Yeah,
checks us out.
Yeah, we're playing enough games, I should imagine, and they're a big enough club to send someone down.
Yeah.
Well, we was quite glad actually because our next FA Cup opponents turned up at the game yesterday, so that's a right result that was. Bath City turning up to see that yesterday.
Come to Thamesmead as well.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was a right result. You know, the two games they come to see, we couldn't have played much better. Do you know what I mean? So,
full sense of security.
All good fun, yeah. But I think that they're on their way back down to see us play where at the weekend. So
I think, though, and again, you may bear me out, but every game I go and watch, I don't watch to see how good the team play.
Mm.
It ain't about that because me and Jim Cooper went and watched Met Police. We went and watched Kingstonian play about 4 weeks ago. And Leatherhead were outstanding. I told you about this. It was the best game I've seen. And we both walked away and went, wow, well, Met Police played Kingstone on Saturday and got thumped 7-0. So you just look, set plays, certain things, the way they formation, obviously weak link here and there, but you can't go on how they play because they can have an off day. And most teams, or they can have an outstanding day, different things. As long as, you know, that shouldn't bother you how well they play. It should just be how they set up, what they do. Do they do anything special? Any set plays? Any weaknesses? As you said, goalkeeper. Do anyone take any risks? Do they try and play out the back? It's all the things. And like I said, if I showed him a book, it's just all listed already there. It's just yes, tick, bang, no.
Signals, etc.
Yeah, no, it's just, yeah. Set piece. One hand. But again, teams will change them as well.
Yeah.
So it's normally trigger runs and things like that. If, you know, if you're coming down to watch me and we know we're playing on Saturday, then we won't use the same signals and things like that. So, you know, the word charge is about it. No, that's it from the set piece.
Get up
there. Yeah, bag it. And that's...
When you do your scouting, though, I know, Keith, you prefer to do it yourself, I would assume. Yeah. But I mean, Gavin, do you prefer to do it yourself, or do you put the other guys, do you put your other people from the club to go and do it? Do you prefer yourself or somebody else?
Ray, my assistant, Ray Greenall, goes, and he will come back and tell you how much red sauce there is in the sauce bottle. That's how detailed he is, and you get everything. Chapter and verse, and every time he's come back, we've got a thorough report. And like you say, though, you can send as many people there for as many games. It all depends how your team perform on the day. And like you said, a team can have an off day.
Yeah. We're a little bit luckier where we are. I've got two options. I can send someone down that will give me a proper will video every set play.
Mm.
But most of our games are videoed anyway, and the football web exclusives and things like that, I can just go on them and watch all the highlights of all the games, and I sit there most mornings at work watching them, to be fair. So you do get away with that as well, but it's more like I said, even things like penalties, injuries, anything really, that you sit there and think you just need to make sure. You can only give your team that knowledge, what they do with it. If they don't, and that's how we lost to Canvey. Mm. I watched Canvey play Kingstonian not last Sunday, the Sunday before, and they'd done a corner, and I drilled it into the lads before the game, and we're 1-1 with 10 minutes to go, and they'd done the corner, and one of our lads didn't go with a runner, and they scored, which obviously made me get a tactics ball and throw it out of the changing room, which I did, and nearly over his head. But we've lost the game because of it. You can't make them do it, but... It should be prevented.
Just given the information, as you're saying, they want to do it.
That's all your team talk is. It's prep. It's giving them a heads up, letting them know, what's coming their way.
Mm.
Going into a game knowing, like you say, a penalty, what way he's going. If they'd watched the game after Saturday's at Sittingbourne come down, they would have known that our penalty take
goes away. One way. Way. Yeah, that's right.
And obviously...
See, the worst thing is, say you're playing your FA Cup game and you don't go to watch the team you're playing and the geezer scores a penalty onto the keeper's right, and all of a sudden, with a minute to go, they get a penalty and you haven't told your goalkeeper and he dies the other way.
Yeah, yeah.
You're sitting there and go, what have I done? Mm. Whereas he saves it, because I only go to my goalkeeper, they take penalties that side. The rest is up to you. If you dive the other way and he puts it that side, I'm fining you your week's wages. Your choice.
But you can flip that on its head and reverse it.
And
the striker can then put it the opposite side.
But you can only go, you can only give him.
100%, yeah, yeah.
You can only give him that thing. And if he don't, and you've done your job, his job is to decide.
Mm.
Now, if he saves it, and I've been lucky enough, and the keepers do save them, you've done your job. If he goes the other side, that's like anything. It's like changing... you could get there and tell him about this player and he's not playing. And things all you can do is just go, that's it. Now it's up to you. And even if you don't do anything, you can only give someone, as you said, a team talk. They go out, as soon as they cross the line, if they don't do it, it's down to them.
Mm. Well, it's been a goal tonight already. So it's Leatherhead 1, Grays 0. Josh Gallagher has scored in 13 minutes.
Everyone's listening. I put 7 days in for Josh last week. And I didn't follow up. No, I took Richard Day for you, I'm joking. If they hold on, like I said, Leatherhead are a really good side, even though they're struggling, but I thought the pitch would suit Grays there. So,
It's, I suppose, tactics. I mean, is there teams, though, even maybe in your league or teams that maybe you know of, that they play the same way all the time? So you know full well that you don't have to go and scout them? Is there teams that you know that, I know that manager's going to play that way. He's going to play route A or whatever else it's going to be. He won't change it. Whatever he brings on, whatever he does, he's not going to go plan B, plan C, plan D. He's just going to stick with plan A, so I don't need to go and see this team or that team, because I know exactly what they're going to do.
I think knowing the league the way we do, and we've all spent time in this league for a number of years now, locally, the teams sort of are around us, we know the management, we know the players, we know everything about each other. I think when you start to go a little bit further afield, and you come up against a side that you're not so much in regular contact with, like we were with Wembley last night, it can be a bit more of a surprise and you're not really too sure what to expect. Something that we do find in our league regularly, the team you face on a Tuesday can differ very much to the team you may face on a Saturday. Mm. There are some clubs in our league that, and they're probably the clubs that are nearer the bottom of the league, have a certain amount of inconsistencies in their playing staff. Mm. And that might be for whatever reason. Maybe four of the guys are not available on Tuesday nights. They work, and therefore on a Tuesday night, the gaffer will bring in four or five different players who aren't available necessarily on a Saturday. So I think yeah, you can experience massive changes week on week. You could play them in a cup game on a Tuesday, and then in the league on a Saturday, and it's a completely different team. Never mind tactics, it's a completely different team. Mm. So it's very difficult to sort of shape up against that stuff. As I say, I think the teams we know more locally, like the Broxbournes, the Hartfords, we're kind of used to the managers that are managing those sides and the teams that they regularly put out and the tactics that they regularly deploy. Would you say that's fair,
Kev? Yeah. I would say as well, you know, you'll have teams that are from the start, they're going to be down the bottom all season. Like, you know, unless something dramatic happens, like the manager goes and then another manager comes in and at this level brings these whole playing staff in, and then all of a sudden they go from being the worst team in the first half to being the best team in the second half. That can happen, but you know, like John said, locally you practically know the players. Further afield, you know, if you can get to watch them when they're in your area, happy days.
With us, obviously, you know, there'll be certain managers, you know, he's gone now, Steve at Lewis, wherever he managed at Ebbsfleet and that, he played 4-2-3-1. There's some managers, or like I said last night, we know Billericay are very direct and strong. But you'll find that a lot of teams change formation away from home. I've gone to watch sides that have played 4-1-4-1 away from home, 4-4-2 at home, or 4-2-3-1, or 4-3-3. So that's why you do need to go and have a look. And obviously, certain people will change formation because of personnel. I will. I'll try not to stick. You know, we've played three different formations already this year. You know, I won't put sort of square pegs in round holes. I've got a forward here, play them, and winger. It is difficult. If I go and watch Hampton and Richmond away from home, and we're playing them at home, or playing them at their place, it could be a completely different shape and different personnel. Yeah. So it is normally just still sticking to the set plays and whatever, and not how they play really.
Because
Harlow play pretty similar all the home and away, don't they? Mm.
That was basically it was a loaded question, but yeah, I mean, you know, does it sometimes you see some teams come and you know exactly what you're going to get the minute you turn up and see it. You know, you play a team and you think, well,
yeah, I think managers play a certain style. Some managers know I play a certain style. Obviously, you know, we know with Cray, they play a certain style. I just think if you're winning, you won't change that style. You know, if you're on a roll and As you step up in the levels, it's too naive to sit there and go, well, we play that way, you know, the other team will change, because, you know, they will, and tactically they will come up with something to beat you. But, you know, you can't disrupt too much. But I think, as I said before, with the set plays, if you go and watch a game and you see that they play a certain way and you don't change to play that way to try and beat them, if you think you can beat them, then you'll come away as a manager thinking you haven't done your job properly. So it is a little bit more thorough in that way. But apart from that, you know, it's formations for me, and I say this to my lads, are a myth. Okay, it doesn't matter what formation you tell your team to play, as long as they play properly. You know, there is no winning formation. You could play 4-2-4, the old-fashioned way, 4-4-2, 4-1-3, you know, most of them are the same. Like I said, 4-1-4-1 is nearly, you know, 4-4-2. It's just how the players, when you lose the ball, take their shape. Or when you've got the ball and you're attacking, do you spring a 4-2-3-1, do you spring to a 4-3-3? It's it means nothing. There is no right and wrong way. As long as you're getting results, you know, that's the way it should be.
Well, don't forget to call in 01279 899 150. That's 01279 899 150. If you've got any questions for Keith, for myself, or for the lads from Hoddesdon, then give us a call. Why not? It's we've got 23 minutes until we hear from Terry Spillane, so why not give us a call in 01279 899 150. So I suppose other than your game then at the weekend, Keith, what ones the ones that take your eye?
Well, like, as you said, they're going to. There's the trophy, isn't there, for you lads? In the Rhyme and Prayer, obviously the big ones at Lewis, I think Lewis or Needham Market, Lewis down the bottom is already a fair, you know, tough game. I think you know it's going to be difficult for us to go to Dulwich. We know that anyway because they're an exceptionally good side. Just go up a little bit. I tell you what will be a good game is Bognor Harrow. Harrow have had a great start to the season, and they've done really, really well. I'd look at that one, and yeah, the Needham Market Lewis in that league, I would say.
Enfield Leatherhead.
I don't know. Enfield are a bit inconsistent. They've won their last couple, and like I said, with Leatherhead, if they win tonight, then they've bounced back again. That could be a good game.
I went to watch Enfield last week against Wingate,
Which they won. Yeah,
which they won, and Enfield were reduced to 10 men after about 20-25 minutes, and Wingate could just not break down.
Yeah,
the 10 men. It was quite an incredible game, and a friend of mine is part of the coaching staff at Wingate, and he was really disappointed, wasn't he?
They're a club that's, you know, limited resources that have done really well over there, and I like everyone over at Wingate, to be fair. There's some really nice people over there, and you know, that again, they've been the surprise for me how well they have started and done well. Just in the trophy, there's a couple of decent trophy games in there as well.
Do you know yet who you've got in trophy? If you've
We're Staines Town at home,
all right, okay.
Which could have been a nicer draw, but again, it's at your own level. It's somewhere we're at home. Our home record's not bad.
That's the question I was going to ask earlier on. When you get that sort of draw, are you disappointed, even if it's in the earlier rounds, that you get a team from your own league rather than having somebody you haven't played before? Would you rather play somebody you haven't played before, or
again, just going back to the scouting thing, the team if you're playing a team in your league, you know something about them, and they know something about you. For the neutral or for the spectator, they like to go and go elsewhere. But you know, I didn't enjoy my 3-hour trip to Didcot, so no, not really. I'd rather stay and play. You know, staying at home, it'd be a decent crowd. It'd be a good game, and you know, like the lads in who they got in the Vars. You know, I don't know if are they your league or
no, they're
Essex senior.
But I tell you, a good game there is Favish and Bury in the trophy. That would be a good game if Favisham can bounce back. And obviously, we said Bury are going well.
1-0 to Averley in the FA Cup. Just had a penalty and just scored that. So 1-0 to Averley over Horsham. But it's one of those ones. I mean, just quickly going back to the FA Cup. I mean, as I said to you before, I'd rather be playing Haringey Borough on a Tuesday night, I think, than having to travel 3.5 hours down to Bath. Do you know what I mean, on a Tuesday night? So.
Yeah, but again, when you get to this stage of the FA Cup, as the gents have just said, you've got to enjoy it now. You know, Arlo ain't a bad side. They're going to go and give, you know, like Bath a conference, well, national south side, if you want to call them that. And they've got a chance of winning. There's no pressure on you. It's like I said, Uxbridge going to Dartford on Saturday. No one gave them a hell of a chance. And they won 1-0. Once you get through the rounds, all the teams you should beat, which you have, now it's just go and see what you can do. See if you can make your name. See if you can sneak through a couple of rounds. If you want to get into, like Hastings did the other year, and get a way trip to Middlesbrough and whatever, and they're only in the south, you need to beat the odd one or two sides above you. And that's all you are.
Definitely.
Is all you are. You get that, all of a sudden you both win, you both draw each other in the next round, you're sitting there thinking, oh my God, we win this. We've got leagues, we could play Luton at home or even another side, non-league side.
Yeah.
And as I said, talking to Tony at Dartford, they don't want teams like this.
Yeah.
They're, because it is a, they are, it's,
You know, it's their cup final. Mm. If you go to a big ground, it's different if you play a side, again, that's a league above you or whatever, and the ground's not big. If you're going to a side that's got 1,000 or 2,000 people there, it's a big setup, it's your cup final. And you know for a fact, and then you said about the Maidstone thing or whatever, mm. if Hollison were away to Maidstone, they would know here that his team would play 100% to their maximum
mm.
because it's a big game for them. All it needs is Mason to pay fifth below par, and they're out.
Mm.
You know, so it's mm. you know, the Bath one for you. It's a great chip on the way home. What a win that'd be.
Mm.
You know, just don't park your car in a car park and just get That's out.
It. Well, Sittingbourne, same thing. The coach yeah. on the way home was
amazing.
For players and management,
it's a great experience.
These are the experiences that you love. Yeah. This is why the magic of the FA Cup, the yeah. bonding that comes together. Yeah. This gets you in the playoffs. This gets you promoted. It is just that them nights out. Listen, you can say all that. Having a beer with your mates at football is the best thing you can have when you win. Yeah. And when there are experiences, you find characters. As managers, you find characters in the changing room, and it's a massive coming together. And your trip, even if you did lose or get a draw on the way back from Bath, will be a great 3-hour journey.
Yeah, I think the going back to what you were saying earlier as well, the money thing now is pretty obsolete for us now. If we win the next game, fantastic. But
yeah.
we, as Gav said earlier, we've made our money, mm. and every game now is a bonus for the lads.
Yep.
I don't think Gav could walk into the dressing room and say, yep. "All right, lads, we're playing Brentwood next." Chances are we're not going to win it, but that attitude is not there at all. Let's get together as a team. Let's see how far we can genuinely go. We're not going to win the FA Cup. You know, someone's going to knock us out eventually. But what a fantastic journey it's been so far.
Yeah.
Hopefully, we can go another game. And then we see where we are from there. We take one game at a time, but it's really, I think it's done wonders for us in terms of team spirit and bringing the club, and not just the club, the community as well. I mean, the press coverage that we've had.
There you go, and it puts the club on the map. Coverage,
absolutely. Yep. You can't put a price on that at all.
What was it? Was it Warrington
yeah.
that got to exit live on TV? Yeah, well, they're only round. That, you know, they're not right up there.
No.
So it's and. Then you get your 75 grand for your TV, your local radio give you X amount.
It's massive. Yeah. It's massive.
All of a sudden, your club is sorted for the next few years. Bang, yeah. job done. Yeah. So you're not, you're a whisker true. Away.
If you look at it as well, like I was looking at Twitter, and there was a club two levels above us who won at the weekend, and they were, you know, they tweeted, what a fantastic achievement to reach this this phase of the FA Cup. And they're two levels above us, and it puts in comparison to how big this is for us, you know, like you said, the money now is irrelevant. It's the experience. Now.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that gentleman, you should have signed him 2-0 now. 2-0.
Oh, there we go, yeah. Banging him in for fun.
It's not him though. Huh? Wasn't him again.
He was.
No, he wasn't. They're winding me up.
Josh Gallagher, 28 minutes.
He's in midfield anyway. He's a good lad.
But he's as you say though. I mean, I know one of the little young players, you know, we've got in the club. You know, after we. I think after we won against Bedford, it turned around and gone, oh, it's just, how far until we get on the telly? How far until we get on the telly? You know, and it's that type of thing, isn't it? And, you know, you get into, as you said, that first round, you draw a league team at home, and especially if it's going to be, you know, a League One side at home, a Sheffield United or, you know, a Coventry or something like that, you've got them drawn at home, all of a sudden, the TV cameras are almost guaranteed to be there. And I suppose our sort of side, we've also got the added thing
now
of Sonko
with BBC,
being
there,
so.
Now with BBC, every game, they go direct when you score.
Yep,
that's the way they've done the highlights. Yeah. So everyone gets a percentage. I think when Dartford got Bradford the last year, I think when they were shown, I think they got something like £13,000 just be for their highlights. You know, and then like I said, you've got the local radio. Mm. If you've got a live game, it's, you know, they tell you how much of it. It's brilliant for the club.
Mm.
So it's, you know, you're not far away.
It was a team last year that went very, very far. I think they was that home to West Brom or someone like that.
Were
they 2-0 up and then it turned around in the second half and they lost 3-2?
Not thinking about Celtic, was it?
Blythe Spartans.
Blythe Spartans.
Yeah, that was it. Blythe Spartans. Was it West Brom they had?
I think so. I can't.
Yeah, but you look at that.
Mm.
How far they've got to, you know, to achieve that. And you know, the money involved for them is, you know, it's...
Well, the game before was live, wasn't it? I don't think the one in the Premier was, because they won, I think the game they won, was it 2-0 or something? was like.
Something like Huddersfield or something.
I remember the floodlights were, were a bit dodgy. Huddersfield, that was what they beat,
Because I mean the one, that, and again, that game you just talked about, Warrington, that was the one that sticks in my mind, because last year it was that game when they played Exeter, and they had the light in that tee bar on the left hand side, it was so bright, it was brighter than the floodlights. It was just incredible. Yeah. And I still remember, you know, you still remember
what was
that.
The other game? Who did Palace go to? Was that
Palace come at Dover?
Yeah.
Chris Kinnear. That was Pardew's first game.
And that was another, like, you know, you look on another day, like you say, if Palace ain't on their game, in fairness, they've done a very, very good job.
They did.
But it is that thing, though, isn't it? I mean, you could get lucky and, you know, you say, for instance, beat Brentwood then, and then you end up going on to play somebody else that's sort of maybe only a division above you or whatever else in the next round, and you beat them, and all of a sudden, you know, you're in the first round, and again, you could end up with another non-league side there, and before you're moving on towards a, you know, second, third round, if your draw's really kind to you, and all of a sudden you're playing Man United at Old Trafford.
It's just dream.
Crazy. The draw's got to be kind to someone.
Mm. Yeah.
And that is how these clubs get there. You know, you normally find that even like we said in the trophy, or whatever, the two big clubs will play each other, and the same as the league.
I think
Cup.
It's the same as Gosport Borough a few years ago when they got through to play Cambridge. Mm. I think you looked every single round, and it was
Who were they? And you normally find the team that get there, and this is a good omen for you, would always draw and have a replay in the early rounds.
Mm.
I think even Blyth Spartans did last year. They drew them or won on penalties or something in the replay against the lower side.
Here we go.
Watch out, Mr. Holdsworth.
I'm normally pretty spot on things like that. You know that. And they got further and they always look and go. So the team obviously they drew with went, that could have been us.
Yeah.
You know, we took them to a replay.
I reckon it might be worth a... Did you say you've got a contact detail there for him?
For?
Mr. Holdsworth.
Yeah.
Give him a text. See if he'll come on. Tell him who's in the studio. You never know your luck. You never know.
No, how busy he is and what he's doing.
He's probably...
Hang on, lads. I've had a look at that.
He's probably promoting something or other. But no, it's... So football's, as they say, it's the old thing and it's a funny old game. You just don't know, do you? I mean, you know, as they say, the draws come out and you just never know who's going to do it. I mean, they say... We were sitting there, our game, we were 2-0 up or whatever else, you know, on Saturday, you know, against St Ives, and our people were going, Honest and winning. And the you know, all the way around us, nah, leave it out. They're being sitting ball, and it was just, it was about sort of 50, 60 people all in a stand, and they were getting excited for you. And all they kept saying to me is, What's the score? It's 2-1. They're in the injury time. Do you know what I mean? And it was that type of thing. It was the excitement just gripped everybody.
I'm into the fact that there's so much. Hype and excitement around the early stages of the FA Cup. In your guys' opinion, you guys have got a lot more experience in these matters than I have. In your opinion, why do you think the FA are so secretive about the draw for the early rounds of the FA Cup?
The funny thing about this, right, a few years ago, and I went, it was live.
On what?
No, you could go, we got invited to Wembley to see it.
Wow.
Okay, and so was the vase and the trophy as well.
Yeah.
And you could actually see it. And I don't know, it might have been a Centenary thing like that. They paid for a meal and you could go and watch it.
Mm.
Then it used to be live on the radio.
Yeah, wasn't it on Colin Murray's show?
Colin Murray done it as a game further. But then, or it was live on, and you could ring a number and listen to it live on a phone in.
Right.
So it's obviously, because when they publicise it, obviously it's done a couple of hours before because they send it out to the teams.
Sure.
And you know before. But yeah, you could sit there, is it rigged? It up, you know.
It just seems a bit strange.
It does, but there isn't any.
There's so many people interested in it, and
the thing is, obviously,
cloak and dagger. You know?
It is. It's obviously it's regionalised for a long time. There's going to be grand chairs in it, and so I think some have not sorted out, but you know they do it here and there. But I think that would get out, and the FA would be in absolute disarray.
I don't think there's any rigging of such. I just think that it's quite a good opportunity to drum up more excitement in the listen, it's the biggest cup competition in the world as far as I'm concerned. And I just wonder why the FA don't utilise that excitement and sort of to help sell it more and to build up the drama. It just seems bizarre to me.
It's because it's one of those things. I mean, I know as a kid, you know, it's the third round of the FA Cup. That draw is always, you even as a kid, you were sitting on the edge of your seats. Like, who are we going to get? Who are we going to get? And, you know, that third round day, you know, on, you know, the first Saturday in January is probably one of the biggest days in football, in the football calendar. Mm-hmm. You know, because you're just sitting there and you're buzzing because you think, well, you know, all right, it's, I suppose some of the fun's been taken out of it because all of a sudden we're playing Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, or whatever else for one game. But you know, I mean, I still remember, you know, when Arsenal lost to Wrexham. You know, you're sitting there, and I remember I was in a competition doing something or other, and you're just looking, and you're like, "What? Hang on, do you just go? What? Hang on." And it's, but it's, you know, it's just that those the excitement of that round, because you always end up getting a Premier League side 9 times out of 10 that gets turned over, and it's that sort of excitement. All of a sudden, you're just buzzing. You know?
Well, it's some of those results that you always remember, isn't it? Like, you know.
So if you want to give us a call in, it's 01279 899 150. It's 01279 899 150. Yeah, and it's just excitement.
No, I remember Spurs. I'm sure Spurs lost to Port Vale, didn't they? Is that right?
Yeah,
probably.
And that was a big, big shock. And like you say, that third round draw, you're very excited, but on the other hand, you're thinking, you know, who are we gonna get here from the lower? Who will have a good go against us? You know.
I mean, is this the furthest that Hoddesdon have ever been?
This equals the record. So we've been to the third round qualifying before.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, this equals it, doesn't it?
But with this time though, we've had to play a game more.
Yeah,
right.
That's right. Yeah.
So this is the most games we've won played in the FA Cup in a season.
Yeah.
What about VCD? I mean, how far have they got? You know, what's their furthest?
I think it is the third round. I think third qualifying round. Okay. But obviously not before I was there.
Well, I was trying to work out the other day how many Ryman sides are left, because it's always interesting to see. You know, and I always look at it, and I think for me the excitement is that you want to be the last team in your league.
Absolutely.
You know, to be sort of, you know, or your sort of structure.
Flying
to,
the flags.
To, you know, to be flying. And I know, I think in our articles, Averley is still in it as we speak. I think AFC Hornchurch is still in it as well in our league. I'm not too sure.
Sudbury
and are still there. So it's, you know, looking at that and then also
there's still quite a few Prem sides
in it as well, but you're always sort of looking and hoping.
Yeah, it's nice as well, because we've had, since we've been the only remaining side left in the competition from the Spartan South Midlands League, we've had a lot of messages from teams in our league. Wishing us luck, congratulating us, and it's nice that the
brings your league together.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. The sort of non-league family does come out and show support, and you know, says, you know, well done for representing the league, mm-hmm. and keep going. And even like your closest rivals, people who we've had, you know, rivalries with for years and years and years, sending us good luck messages. So it's nice. Mm-hmm. It is nice.
Well, Romford have just taken the lead at home to Waltham Abbey tonight, 1-0 to the Romford. Nick Reynolds, not another one you wanted to sign
for years. He's been there years.
Yeah. Not really played against us, didn't he, Reynolds?
Mostly did, Jeff.
Yeah.
So they're 1-0 up there. Again, what we're saying.
They're a weird side, Romford, you know.
You know.
On the no budget, he does produce players, but he's, you know, 1 minute they would get absolute thumped.
Mm. And then the next I think it was a couple of seasons ago, wasn't it? They sort of hit sort of just about sort of February time, and they went on a run of about 10-11 games on the spin that they won. And I think, you know, it was working out that, you know, we was keeping the coach track on it here, and it was like, Steve, another couple of wins like this and they could be in the playoffs and sneak in the playoffs from almost being relegated.
They were nearly relegated, weren't they?
Yeah.
But they've lost a few this year as well. See, Ab Seymour's gone to Averley. I know Nathan Cooper, the centre-half, the big centre-half, Hornchurch has snapped up. I don't know if it's before when you played him in the couple now.
No, he played in the replay, I think.
You know, and unfortunately for them, because of their situation, clubs do hover around and take their better players, but you still manage to get a side out, and it's another one of these clubs, and I don't know if they will, that just need to go back home and into actual town, because they would have a big following.
Yeah,
they would have a very big following if they were played in Romford. I remember when they was close and they ground shared at Gray's ground at Romford.
Yeah, I mean, the ground I always remember Romford playing was like on the back of it was almost like an industrial estate, and they played in the back. They played down the back of there, and that ground was really nice. And I remember going down there with one of the Waltham Abbey teams when I was with Waltham Abbey, and going down there and in one of the county cups, and you was playing Romford there, and it was a lovely ground, right sort of set right back, and it just felt as if it was on a you know, industrial, right at the back with all, you know, stands all the way round. It was an amazing ground.
It's difficult with these clubs that obviously, you know, leave their home and they have to try and find somewhere. But cause I said they're playing at Thurrock, which is a decent setup. Can't be cheap as well, and they're always obviously behind to keep the club afloat, and they just need, I think, I know last time I spoke to them that they are talking to the council about getting a ground somewhere, but you know, you just want to see your local clubs, well, a local club getting their local community, really, don't you?
It's Peace Haven 1-0.
They've what Trevor a result McCready. They've done.
Yeah, so they're on the rise, because they were, I think the last time we looked at it, they were down near that bottom three, weren't they?
Do you reckon someone on the Ryman League's just having a bit of a jolly up today? Because Leverhead are two up, Josh Gallagher's got two,
Averley are two up. Lee Prescott's got two. Do you mean he's just sitting there going, yeah, I'll just press the enter button. He's listening to the show, obviously. Can't give a monkeys and just, yeah. Okay. If Trevor McCready scores again, yeah, there's ain't getting on it.
But he's, and it, I mean, he's, again, is it one of those things, I suppose, it probably won't, doesn't mean much to some of the players, but I said, of course, also going to a game from your sort of level, going to play Brentwood as well, and, you know, does that sort of put added pressure on you guys, knowing who the manager is as well? And, you know, does that sort of turn heads with any of the players because of who the manager is?
Well, in any way? Not really. Like, for example, this is quite funny, Hadley in our league, their manager is Mickey Hazard.
Mm-hmm.
Mickey with Seven Oaks.
And I think it was last season. I didn't even know who the bloke was. No disrespect to him.
Yeah, no,
shook his hand. He said, "I'm Mick," and I said, "All right, I'm Gavin." And I didn't even know who he was.
Dean's a nice fella. Mm. I've known him for a little while, to be fair, and a few management. He's no big time Charlie. He's very quiet as it goes. Mm. He'll walk across. He'll shout out. He'd come and have a cup. We had a drink before the game, a cup of tea, obviously. And afterwards, you'll sit and have a beer or something. So, yeah. No, it's just end of the day, manager's a manager.